You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, my life is now officially grand. Oh, how things have worked out massively in my favor. Now, as you guys know, back in August, I had a motorcycle accident. Unfortunately, some old couple wasn't paying attention and they decided to make an illegal turn, which resulted in me either torpedoing them or laying down my bike. Obviously, laid down my bike, hit the brakes, end up flying over the handlebars, got really messed up. You guys know the details. So, after that whole debacle, I saw my hospital bill. Gentlemen, you literally cannot afford to get sick or injured in this country. Rounded up, $150,000 for a weekend stay. Yeah. ER services, ambulance, intensive care, x-rays, MRI. Man, that shit was expensive as fuck. But thank goodness for insurance. So when it was all said and done, I got in contact with a lawyer. Actually, my son recommended a lawyer, the same lawyer that he used when he had his motorcycle accident. So, of course, spoke to him. He took a look at everything, and he was like, oh, yeah, this is a slam dunk. So, yeah, I'll take the case. So, he took the case, and he got in contact with their lawyers, so of course they lawyered up, and their insurance company only wanted to drop $15,000. Low ball. So they was only trying to go for my motorcycle replacement, which unfortunately, my motorcycle was a total loss. Man, I love that motorcycle. Fucking Jinx's 600. Loved it. It was great. So they only want to try to get away with paying that. Now, of course, my insurance company went after them too, and they got their part of it. So once they deemed it a total loss, they paid me out for that. So I said, okay, smart me, or should I say old and wise me, whatever settlements I get, I'm going to do the smart thing. Pay off debt. So, of course, they sent me a check for $3,000. Cool. Started knocking off debts. Boom, boom, boom. So, once my lawyer got in contact with their lawyers, their insurance company decided, you know what? Let's go ahead and drop $100,000 even. Which actually surprised my lawyer. He didn't think they would go that high after the initial offering. So, of course, he knew he was going to get a payday regardless. So they agreed on $100,000 even. So, of course, he got his one third. So then, once he got the actual funds, once he got the check, he took his. Then, of course, TRICARE and the Navy put a lien on it, said, hey, we want our cut. So I was like, damn, how much does the Navy want? They wanted $20,000. So considering everything with how bad I was and the 150 total bill, I was like, okay, you know what? Screw it. So then my lawyer was like, well, let's see if we can talk him down. He wanted to talk him down to like 10,000. And I was like, well, I'm going to tell you, dealing with the Navy, it's going to be a fight. So I hope you're ready for it. But he was. So this was back in October once all the funds came. So he was battling back and forth. At first, he couldn't get in contact with anybody. Yeah. So I told him, I said, look, when it comes to the military, it's all a game of hurry up and wait. So you got to constantly talk to people and call people. So, of course, I did some work on my end to see who exactly he could get in contact with. And once I found that out, I passed it on to him. So, of course, he wrote me a check for 10 grand. So I was like, cool. And of course, that check also, debt repayment. Yeah, nothing better than receiving letters in the mail saying such and such account is now paid in full. Do you want to close it? Of course. Of course. So at that point, I was down to roughly 43,000, waiting on that. This last Wednesday, I got the call. He said, yep, the Navy decided to settle with 14.5. So I was like, cool. So yeah. He said, hey, come pick up the check. Went and picked up the check, made my deposit, waited for it to clear. Then, once it cleared, my last two big payments per month, I knocked out. So now, Mobile Command is fully paid off. That was a $350 a month payment. I know, low considering what people are paying for their cars now, upwards of $600-$700 a month. My gosh. And my credit card. That was a $460 payment per month. Once again, low considering what people are paying for credit card bills out here nowadays. Man, crazy. So yeah, for all intents and purposes, I am now officially debt fucking free. Oh, that was the best present that I could have ever given myself. Period. And it appears that the VA has just approved a 3.2% bump in COLA, which means I'm getting more for my disability. I'm going to see a bump in that, which that takes effect on the 1st of next year. So yeah, gentlemen, I'm loving it. I am loving it. Life is grand when you have no debt demons hanging over you. Now, of course, through Navy Federal, I'm only keeping two loans open, and they're both automatically deducted. So I don't have to worry about those at all, which that actually is going to help me increase my credit score. Bam! So yeah, got me another motorcycle. I went ahead and financed it through them. Paid half of that, which dropped my payment down to $47 a month. Oh, I'm loving it. So once again, that and my other loan are automatically taken at the first of the month. So that totals roughly $280 a month that I don't even miss. Plus with that bump from the VA, oh yeah, I'm living on Easy Street. Yeah, gentlemen, that feeling of no longer having debt is something that I'm going to make sure to keep. Oh, man, just listening to people complain about their debts and now being able to say, hey, I'm debt free. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. But, gentlemen, as you also know, that's definitely going to make me a target. So, yeah. More and more women out here are desperate as hell. Seeing way more women on these streets living out of their cars and trucks. Yeah. But hey, when it comes to debt, we all know it is all self-inflicted. Student loan debt, self-inflicted. Consumer debt, self-inflicted. Credit card debt, self-inflicted. So yeah, seeing these women out here complaining, oh, I gotta pay for this, and this. Well, if you want to live in the city, guess what? You got to pay. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate, it is so damn good to be debt-free, especially going into 2024. So for you younger men out there, hey, do what you can to stay out of debt. Because believe it or not, debt is definitely the one thing that's keeping a lot of men on this American plantation. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And of course, they're going to try everything they can to get you to take on more debt. Funny. All of a sudden, I'm getting all these offers in the mail. I'm getting calls. Oh, you know, your credit, you know, rating has, you know, we can enroll you in this. We can give you this card, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nope. Yeah. Gentlemen, don't fall for it. Pay your debts. Get out of debt as quick as you can. That way you can be free to move. Yeah. It's another thing. So, that pretty much accelerated my plans for after me and the meat sack when we finally part ways officially. Yeah, I ain't got this debt hanging over my head. So yeah, all in all, I'm going to reiterate. My life is now officially fucking grand. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am grand.